Trans-Tasman celebrations are well underway this morning after Australia and New Zealand won their joint bid to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. Cheers erupted when the organising committee heard the news via a live stream from FIFA in Zurich at 2 a.m. Across the country, people stayed up to watch, and Sydney's Opera House was even lit up in support of the Australian bid. The joint bid beat out Colombia for the hosting rights after Brazil and Japan withdrew from the race in recent days. It'll be a huge boost for the game locally. Last year's Women's World Cup was watched by a global audience of more than a billion people. Mass testing blitz is underway in Melbourne as the city attempts to get on top of coronavirus outbreaks across several council areas. Health workers are going door to door, targeting 10 suburbs over 10 days in the hope of carrying out 100,000 tests. Yesterday, the state recorded 33 new cases. The New South Wales Premier wants tourism operators to bar anyone from Melbourne entering the state. But the Prime Minister says he would still travel to Victoria, but he would stay clear of the hotspots. A woman has died after falling from a moving car in Sydney's northwest overnight. The incident happened at around 10 o'clock. The male driver has been taken to hospital for mandatory testing. The driver and another passenger are assisting police with their investigation.